This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. The Union Cabinet has approved the Small Hydropower Development Scheme for the period 2026-27 to 2030-31 with an outlay of more than 2,584 crore for the installation of small hydropower projects of an approximate capacity of 1,500 megawatts. Mr. Vaishnav said that the scheme will also incentivize the states to prepare the detailed project report for about 200 projects to create a pipeline of small hydro projects in the future. Union Cabinet also approved Bharat Audhyogik Vikas Yojana, Bhavya, to develop 100 plug-and-play industrial parks with an allocation of 33,660 crore rupees. In a significant step towards strengthening farmer welfare and advancing the vision of Atmanirbhar Bharat, the Cabinet approved MSP funding of over 1,718 crore rupees to the Cotton Corporation of India for the cotton season 2023-2024. Moreover, the Cabinet also approved the construction of over 101-kilometer-long four-lane access-controlled National Highway 927 from Barabanki to Bharaich in Uttar Pradesh at a cost of more than 6,969 crore rupees. The government has notified the amendment of the National Highways Fee Rules 2026 to strengthen toll compliance and digital enforcement. The Ministry of Road Transport and Highways said that the amendment provides a structured recovery mechanism in cases of unpaid user fees and has been introduced to strengthen digital enforcement of toll collection. It also aims to ensure efficient and transparent realization of the user fee on national highways. The structured recovery mechanism for unpaid user fee notified under Rule 14 includes a technology-driven electronic e-notice system, wherein electronic notices will be issued to registered vehicle owners specifying vehicle details, date and location of passage and the amount payable. As per the amendment, the unpaid user fee payable in response to an e-notice shall be twice the applicable toll amount. The Election Commission has carried out a major reshuffle of administrative and police officials in West Bengal. The Commission has removed 11 district magistrates who also serve as district election officers. Officials in the districts, including Cooch Bihar, Jalpaiguri, Malda, Murshidabad, Nodia, and North and South 24 Paraganas, have been replaced. Earlier, 5 DIG-ranked officers were also removed. The Commission said the order takes immediate effect, directing officers to assume charge and submit compliance reports by 3 p.m. today. Removed officials will not be assigned election-related duties until the process concludes. Air India and Air India Express will operate a combined total of 48 scheduled and non-scheduled flights to and from the West Asia region today. Both carriers will maintain their regular services to Jeddah and Muscat, including 16 flights between India and Jeddah. Air India will operate one return service each from Delhi and Mumbai, while Air India Express will fly from Bengaluru, Hyderabad and Kozhikode. Muscat will see 6 scheduled flights covering Delhi, Kozhikode and Mumbai. Additionally, Air India will operate 2 return flights to and from Riyadh from Delhi. On top of the scheduled services, the airlines will run 30 non-scheduled flights to and from the United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia, subject to slot availability and local operational conditions. Qatar's Ras Laffan industrial city came under Iranian missile attacks yesterday, which escalate the diplomatic tension between the two countries. Qatar Energy, which is country's state-owned petroleum company, said in a statement that emergency response teams were deployed immediately to contain the resulting fires as extensive damage has been caused. The vibrant festival of Chaitra Navratri has begun today with devotees across the country celebrating the 9 auspicious days with great zeal and devotion. The 9-day festival commenced with the offering of morning aarti at temples, including in the national capital, where large number of devotees gathered to seek blessings. Chaitra Navratri holds special significance as it coincides with the onset of spring and the beginning of the Hindu New Year. And that is the end of this news.